Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, we're looking at opportunities at the moment. You come across a very interesting article in The Economist, which unfortunately is behind a firewall, so not everyone's going to be able to read it, but explain.
Yes, the issue for a lot of people around the planet is water. Whilst in the UK we probably feel that we have a bit too much of it at the moment, there are situations where even we will find during the summer that we might be in a drought. And there are places around the world where it rains much less than we have, and the issue is only going to get worse as more and more people come to the planet. So what we have, of course, is an opportunity of finding new technologies and new distribution methods to produce the water that we all need to survive. Harnessing old techniques such as the fog nets in the Atacama Desert has started to yield significant amounts of water by the use of new technology. So the article is quite interesting. It talks about the way in which you can use a different fabric instead of the old one for the nets, which when spun produces a slightly mild electric charge which attracts more moisture. And indeed, then you can use a different substrate, which increases the moisture attraction even more so. So you're increasing the standard old tradition by about 80%, the result of which is you can probably generate sufficient drinking water for 60 people from one of these nets. Now, out of what would be one of the driest places on the planet, that's quite a significant achievement. The other technology is the use of sheets to attract water at a lower level out of the atmosphere. And this is what we call dew, change between the air temperature and the ground temperature causing condensation. And that's also been improved dramatically by technology in order to be able to produce drinking water. And the opportunity really here is, you know, just thinking about the needs of the planet and thinking of the ways in which technologies can be applied to different areas than where they have been in the past.
I think it's really interesting. It's also an area of science that we often don't think about, but experts have said for a long time that World War III would be fought over water.
Yes, and water is a commodity we take for granted. Too much so, and I think one of the issues that's really brought it about to a lot of people in the UK is being the planned development around Cambridge, which has been stopped because there is a lack of drinking water, and the result of which is they cannot support the new houses that were being planned by the government to be built. And this shows, you know, the need for such basic aspects. I think the other aspect that we need to talk about is the Encyclopedia Britannica, which is the other area of opportunity in the use of a brand. You were looking at something really quite interesting.
I found this fascinating this morning. So, I mean, Encyclopedia Britannica, for certainly of my generation, was sold door to door by a person that turned up with some copies, and it was a strong bound book that went over several pages, most of a shelf, and they would try to persuade your parents to buy either the actual full Britannica or the children's version because it would help the child's education. And certainly I had a children's Britannica very proudly sat on the bookcase, and but I thought it was a brand that had probably died. I mean, you know, we've got Wikipedia now. Why would you need to buy an encyclopedia? But it turns out Encyclopedia Britannica is something like 250 years old. And in fact, it's looking to go into initial public offering for £1 billion, which suggests that it's quite a big company. And it turned out when I did some investigation that it owns Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It's a publisher of online books, and it's hugely into education technology. And that got you and I, Charles, thinking about the marketplace in knowledge the marketing of knowledge.
Well, absolutely. Knowledge is probably one of the big marketplaces for the future, as we realise that, you know, it is the human ingenuity that will make us distinctive from the automated technologies that are around, and that brings therefore the creativity side of the human brain. So knowledge is a vastly important area. We have automated much of it in terms of things like, as you say, Wikipedia, which is one of the most worthwhile charities I believe there is, to allow people to understand all the basic knowledge that there is around. What we want is to add to that as and where possible, with niche knowledge, but knowledge that allows you to explore and be curious, so that you can find out more and develop ideas such as, you know, how to harvest water out of the atmosphere. So I think it's a really quite an interesting article, because, as you say, the brand is very, very strong, 250 years old. It has a lot of resilience in the marketplace, but means much, much more now than just the, with all due respect, the dusty old tomes of yesteryear. And I'm someone who loves books. But it is, you know, a product that now has over 70 billion page views a year and around 150 million students using it. I mean, this is phenomenal. And this is the real power of the internet, of search technology. And indeed, obviously, we will now add in, you know, AI technology to search even more deeply.
But it does also prove that, and we've done a podcast on this before, the longevity of a brand can be incredibly important. So the fact that it's still called the Encyclopaedia Britannica, it suggests that it gives it this gravitas. It's been around for 250 years. And even in a modern world, it's still keeping that brand name, which I find both really interesting and actually quite reassuring.
You don't often see the element of a word encyclopedia these days. It's an old technique of bringing everything together, but it has significant resonance, certainly with my generation, and with those who were brought up on The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So the terminology is one that certainly has a lot of history and probably a lot of future as well.
Great, lovely to talk to you, Charles. Who would have thought we'd gone from Skynet catching fog through to the Encyclopaedia Britannica, but really interesting areas of marketing and growth and opportunity. Good to speak to you.
Yes, indeed.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.